Welcome to Mediocre from Minnesota, a podcast with two mediocre men from Minnesota talking about mediocre things with seemingly mediocre guests who are anything but mediocre. Be sure to follow and like us on your preferred podcast app. You can also find us on Facebook and Instagram. This week, we are diving headfirst into Minnesota sports. We're looking to cover the Timberwolves, Twins, Vikings, and might get into the Wild, but I know nothing about them, so I'm not going to be much help there. We are joined by our dear friend, Alex Etherton.
Yes!
And he's joining us virtually for the first ever Mediocre from Minnesota podcast, virtual edition. Alex, can you hear us? Can you see us?
I can hear you. I can see you. Are we on the internet?
Testing 1, 2.
Are we as sexy as we appear in person?
I'll knock you down half a letter.
Okay.
That's just for my musk. You can't smell us.
Can't smell the musk.
Yeah. The
pheromones aren't getting them all riled up.
Getting them jazzed up.
Smell you and be able to watch you pour yourself a glass of whiskey.
John's not drinking tonight.
Nope. Look at me. I'm a whole 11 days sober.
Did you get your token?
Yeah, I have no tokens yet, but no, I'm doing a dry April. Don't ask me why. Why? I know why, but we don't need to get in the details of that.
Well, good on you. You made it this
far. Yeah, I know. And I was, I was real tempted to pour a glass for the podcast, but I'm staying strong.
You can do it.
I mean, really, I said a whole month, but I'll probably make it half a month, and I'll still be happy with that as well.
Do you have any events coming up where it's like you're going to be pressured?
Well, we're meeting some friends at a brewery next Friday, so that's going to be real tough.
Hey, can you drink the CBD stuff or THC stuff?
It's mostly mostly around alcohol, so, you know, I guess I could.
Sure.
You know, but
yeah. I'm going to be... I planned out on Friday. I'm going to be having myself a little THC seltzer.
Ooh.
You planned it all out, huh?
Yeah, because I got a bigger day of drinking on Saturday.
Oh.
So I was like, I'll just take it easy. Just have a little cool time on Saturday.
Take it easy with some seltzer.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
All right. So like we mentioned, we are going to be talking Minnesota sports. And typically we save our trivia for like, towards the end, sometimes in the middle, but we're going to jump off the bat with some trivia just because I'm afraid that if we start talking about Twins, Timberwolves, Vikings, whatever, we might accidentally answer some of these questions, and that would just ruin the whole thing. So here's the thing. It's kind of like my normal trivia that I usually pit Sam against our guests. So it'll be Alex and Sam, but there'll be 3 points per category / question, but the questions are all the same. So what you guys have to do, and Alex, I don't know if you got a pen and paper, that might help, but you don't have to. I can write it down too.
He's going to scramble real quick.
Yep, you're good. So we are going to have you guys guess the best regular season records for the Twins, Timberwolves, Vikings, Wild, and Lynx. We're throwing the Lynx in there too. So you have to guess the record, and then you can guess the year in which that record was obtained.
Oh, geez.
And then you can guess what the ultimate season ending was. So what was the result of the season? You know, how far did they, if they make the playoffs, how far did they get? You know, basically what level of success they had that season. So
okay. It'll
be 1 point for each one of those. So record, year it occurred, okay. And then end result. So,
and you have Twins, Wild, Wolves, Lynx, and Vikes.
Twins, Timberwolves, Wild,
okay.
Vikings, everything. And Lynx. Yep.
Okay. And then you have record.
And I will say that we're not including the current Timberwolves season.
Here. Okay.
Just because, right, we don't.
It's not done.
I mean, it's going to be a championship, but
yeah,
we can't
obviously.
Say it,
yeah.
Obviously.
Yeah, if you're listening back to this, this was recorded on April 11th.
Oh, yeah.
And when we win the NBA championship, that's going to happen. So it was record year, and then what was the other one?
Record year, and then like end of season result.
Okay.
As far as, you know.
What happened.
Yeah. So like you could say didn't make the playoffs.
Won the World Series. Obviously,
won first round of the, you know, divisional playoffs. Won the, you know, for the Timberwolves Western Conference, you know, finals or whatever. Yep.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yep.
Yep.
All right. So we'll start with the Twins.
Okay. I don't know. I'm going to go
So it's,
I'm going to go 105 and 57.
Oh, hey, don't say it out loud.
Right?
Yeah,
you got to lock it in. Sorry.
Now you influenced me.
Yeah. My bad.
So yeah, well,
I got excited.
We'll have you guys write each team, and then I'll give you the answers, and then we'll just go through each team. You guys write it down, and I'll give you answers. That way.
How many games in NHL season?
82.
And same with the Wolves?
Yes.
They're both 82?
Yep.
And Lynx?
Oh, Lynx? No. Lynx are way less. 34.
Okay.
Wait, hold on. No, is 84 for the Timberwolves?
82. 82 for the Timberwolves, 82 Lynx for Wild.
Oh, no shit. 34
for the Lynx.
162 for them, MLB.
Yep.
And then?
34 for the Lynx. How many for the Wild?
82.
Listen,
Neil.
I thought that was the Timberwolves.
Both of them.
And the Vikes are very confusing because it went from 10 to 12 to 14 to 16 to 17.
So it could be. Yeah.
So is it percentage, I would guess?
Should I tell you how many were in this one?
I would guess it's 16.
It is 16.
Okay.
Yeah, it's going to be 16.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
All right. So Sam already gave his.
Yeah, sorry.
That's fine.
All
right.
It's all right. I would have gone around.
Do you have the. Okay, so you guys have the Twins done?
Yeah, I got Twins done.
All right. So. I'll let Sam go first since he already started. So Twins, record year, and how did they finish?
1991, 105 and 57, and they won the World Series.
Same setup, 91, World Series. I went 101-61.
So I'm going to go closest because neither one of you got it. It was 102 and 60.
Oh,
dang it.
What was the year that you had there, Bucko?
91. So is that going to be 87?
You both guessed 91, right?
Yeah.
You're both wrong, so no points for neither.
Was it 87?
65!
Oh, 65.
1965.
Who's on the team in 65?
I don't know.
What was the end result?
Well, that you have to guess.
Oh.
What'd you say? Oh, you said World Series.
We both said World Series.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, that's how it could be confusing. And neither one because they won the American League pennant in that year.
Aha. And then lost in the World Series, huh?
Well, it might have been just, was there a World Series then?
Oh, I don't know.
Did they just win the American League pennant and that was it? It was just American League and National League?
I don't know. We'll have to have a fact checker check these.
He's looking right now. Alex is looking right now.
He said 65.
Hey, how are we going to keep him from cheating? He could just be Googling all the answers.
Oh, yeah. That little
dirt
bag. Well, he didn't do very good on the first one.
Oh, man.
So, let's see. Alex has one. Sam has none.
This was not 65. We went 102-60. Lost in the World Series 4-3.
Okay. There you go. Yeah, so, there was a World Series. Game. All right.
That was against the Dodgers.
All right. Let's go to Timberwolves.
Okay,
remember, not this year.
Hmm.
All right, so record, year, and result. Tick-tock,
hold he on. Says.
A little howl for you. Yeah,
Alex can't hear it, but there was a howl there.
Wolves howl.
What year?
Doop-doop-doop-doop-doop. Hit us with Candy Shop. I think that's in the bottom right still.
There we go.
Yeah, good.
Play some Candy Shop while we wait.
Perfect.
Don't think too hard, guys.
I'm not.
All right, I got mine done.
All right,
my mind is completely blank.
All right, Sam, go for it.
Okay, I said 55 and 27.
Okay.
And I said 04.
Okay.
And I said they made it to the Western Conference Finals but lost.
All right. How about you there, Mr. Alex?
51-31, 2002, conference finals, they lost.
So, Sam was closest on the wins. It's 58-24.
Yeah, baby.
Damn.
It was 2003/2004 season, so Sam was right on that one.
Oh. Suck it, Alex.
And
he could have said 04-05. He's not smart.
No. I knew that they were in the playoffs in 04.
And yes, you were both right on the conference finals. Yes.
Go KG.
That's
So instead of giving you all points for like that, you both points for that one, you just neither one gets any points.
Yeah. Just
so right now, Sam's 2-1. All right, on to the Vikings. This one should be relatively easy for y'all.
I hope. I'll let Alex go first on this one.
God, I'm blanking on that.
I know.
You guys are going to look like a couple of idiots.
Well, you got to remember, we weren't very old. I'm not going to say how old because Alex can figure out the year. We weren't
very old. I forget about that. Still suckling at the teat, I bet.
Oh, I hope not, Jim.
Or maybe.
Close. Just kidding. Off.
I didn't say your mamas.
Oh, didn't say your mamas.
Oh, we'll get some more candy shop.
I'm trying to remember when the Wild were good.
Actually,
wait, are we doing Vikings?
Yeah, we Vikings, are, but I'm thinking ahead.
Oh, that's ominous.
Yeah, we just played the Gjallarhorn, Alex, and you can't hear it, but...
sounded sweet.
Yeah, I wish it was that one. No, it's the it's not that one.
No, it's not that one. It should have been.
Yeah.
All right, who's going first?
I'll go first. Go. No, I told Alex he'll go first.
Okay, I'm going first. I'm blanking so hard on the year, I'm going to be so mad at myself. But I said 13-3, 79, so I know that's wrong. And we lost the Super Bowl. God, I'm blanking.
Negative on all of those. Sam.
Yeah, so this is, it does get a little controversial because their best season, John said at the beginning, it's the record. Yep, it's not how far you made in the playoffs. So there's a little controversy.
Best regular season record.
No. Yeah.
Dang it.
So do you want to
revise it?
Do you want to revise that?
Yeah.
Okay. We'll give you a mulligan.
Good clarification.
You get one mulligan. Yeah,
you start with the best regular season record, and then it's what year and
this will be the tiebreaker. If it's tied, I win because of this mulligan.
That was what? I'm gonna stick with the 13-3 because I forget the record, but that was Favre in 2007, and we lost in the finals. I'm blanking hard.
That's right.
What finals?
The
NFC Championship game, are you saying?
Yeah, NFC Championship.
You're
championship
welcome.
As I was looking for.
All right.
So does he get a point for that? Okay, I went 15-1 in the 97 season, and we lost in the NFC Championship game to Atlanta.
Wait, say 15-1? Yes, yeah. You're right.
Yeah, 97-98. That's what season it was.
Yep, 98, yep.
And then we lost in the NFC Championship
game. So Sam gets 2 points, Alex gets none. Sorry.
Freaking Gary Anderson.
Yeah, freaking Gary
Anderson. Gary Anderson. That's why I was messed up because I freaking wrote 79. But.
You old bag.
All right. I highly doubt anybody's getting this next one. Wild.
Oh, shit. Not Bob Schnell before. Shit. God.
Remember, there's ties in there.
When were we good? Oh, God. There's ties in there.
Oh, God.
Jesus, Murphy. How many ties are we talking here? Okay, hold on.
Hold on. Do you have a wild one? No, you don't.
Yeah, I do. Green.
Oh,
wait.
Green one? Oh, yeah.
Okay. I can't remember how to do math at the moment.
Just throw some numbers out there. No.
I gotta do it right. Gotta do it right. Okay. I'm ready-ish.
Alex, are you ready-ish?
I am round. Ready.
Okay. I'll start. Okay. 45, 20, and 17.
Okay.
Damn it. This is wrong. I'm going to change it real quick on the fly. 2004. And we lost in the round leading up to the finals.
Okay.
So they didn't make it past the divisional round.
Yep, okay. Yep. Alex?
I said 40, 32 and 10, 2009, and then I said second round. I don't know the names.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. Just go back to what was your record, Sam? How many wins did you put?
45.
All right. So Sam got... For the wins won, they were 53, 22, and 7.
Say that again?
53, 22, and 7.
Dang.
So Sam's got one for that. Then what was the year, Sam, you said?
I said 04.
Alex?
09.
Alex is closer. It was 2021, 2022.
Oh.
So,
no shit.
Yeah, not all that long ago, guys.
Huh.
Oh, I remember that year. Yeah.
And then
that was COVID, though. I can't remember anything from COVID.
And then they and then they lost in the first round in that season.
Damn. Yeah. Who did we got waxed by?
Who knows? Was it the Blues? Probably Blackhawks or Blues.
Lightning, maybe.
Black?
No.
Hawks.
Blackhawks. So you both said the same round, right? Yeah. You both said that second round. So neither one of you got points there. All right. Nope. So Sam's up 5-2. Going into the Lynx.
Oh, fucking A.
He could get all these and tie it.
Yeah, and he knows this way better than I do.
Don't do it because I don't have a tiebreaker, but I'll make one up on the spot.
This is,
it'd be hilarious if I actually ran the table like that.
Okay. So yeah, Lynx, remember, 34 games.
Ah, shit.
Remember, they were good for a number of years.
Yeah. Are there ties in basketball?
No ties in basketball.
No ties.
Okay. It is kind of ridiculous that they do ties in hockey, but
yeah,
it's harder to score a goal.
Yeah, why? I don't know. It's the whole point system too.
Yeah. Okay.
I didn't upload a Lynx sound.
That's all right.
Alex, give us your best Lynx noise.
All right, here we go. I did 26-8.
Okay.
2016.
Okay.
And they won the finals.
Okay. Sam.
Okay. I did 30-4 in 2014 and they won the finals.
Well, you both are two games away on the so how do we do that?
Rock, paper, scissors. Wait, no, we'll just keep going.
Okay.
We'll call that one a tie.
All right, so that's a tie. Yeah, both so it's 28-6. Alex got the year right. It was 2016.
Ah.
And they lost in the finals.
Oh.
So no points for that. So Sam wins 5-3.
Woohoo.
Wow. Good job, Sam.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, we went on a tear, dude. We won in 11, lost in 12, won in 13, won in 15, lost in 16, won in 17.
Yeah, they're unstoppable.
Yeah. I mean, that was the Whalen and Maya Moore days. Just couldn't be stopped.
All right.
So good.
So if hopefully everybody's still listening, that one took a little longer than I wanted.
Speaking of women's basketball.
Of women's basketball, what about women's
basketball? Well, they had more viewers for the NCAA championship game than the men's did. Mm-hmm. By a lot. Yeah. It wasn't really close. It was like 18 million to 14 million or something like that.
Yeah.
This is really that's awesome.
Did you guys watch?
Yeah. Alex and I watched at our place, actually.
Oh.
It was a very, very good game.
It was a good game. I think we tuned in for the second half.
South Carolina is so good, and Dawn Staley just runs such a tight ship. She's awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I don't remember that center's name, but she's a beast.
Yeah,
they could not keep her out of the lane.
Yeah, I forget. They're like 34.
What?
She's like 34 years old.
She's like 34. Huh? Probably.
Oh, points.
Oh.
Points. Goobs.
All right. We're gonna stick with basketball. We're gonna start with the Wolves. That's the team that I've been paying attention to the most. And I don't know. I think Alex, you've been watching, correcto?
Oh, yeah.
Sam's been trying to squeeze in games when he can.
This is the most basketball I've ever watched in my life ever. And I probably catch every other game or something, and like maybe the second half of it. And it's so entertaining because they're actually winning. They're always in it.
And I think for me, and I don't know if there's just some bias because it's. The Wolves are winning, and so I'm just more into it and not, or if I'm like ignoring like the old NBA stuff that used to bother me. Cause I used for a while there, I couldn't watch because of the traveling, the flopping.
Mm-hmm. Oh, sure.
You know, like it was just, and like for most of the game, not a lot of effort. But I will say, and I don't know if it's just because it's this team that like brings that level of effort almost every game, but it just seems different. Like it just seems like they're actually trying. I mean, last night's game against the Nuggets, obviously there's seeding implications there for going for the first seed in the Western Conference. But I mean, that was like a playoff game. And I feel like a lot of the games this year have been more intense than I recall, you know, a few years ago, but I don't know if you guys feel the same way.
It's definitely more entertaining when you're winning, and even still, I wouldn't watch a full basketball game that wasn't the Timberwolves. I'll watch a full Timberwolves game because I have more skin in the game, so I enjoy them.
Yeah.
But, like, I'm not going to sit down and watch a Lakers-Pelicans game. I don't really care.
Yeah.
But I love the T-Wolves. It's been fun, and I haven't gotten to a game yet this year. I really want to go.
You got a couple chances left. Well, as of today, April 11th, you got two more regular season games. Otherwise, mm-hmm. pay extra for the playoff tickets. Which I maybe snagged some
for
game numero uno. And if you're listening and this episode airs next week, prior to the game, do not tell my son that he's going to the game for his birthday. Don't ruin it, anybody. We went to one game earlier this year. He had a blast. It's super fun. I mean, they do a good job of entertaining. And so, yeah, we're gonna go on the April 20th game Saturday night.
I haven't been to Target Center in, I don't know, let's say a decade. Have they made any major upgrades or anything?
Yeah.
Is it pretty nice?
Was it just a couple years ago that they did some renovations, yeah. 2 or 3 years ago?
Concourse is a little bit better, better food,
yeah.
Clean up the seats, just kind of
a little bit of a facelift.
Yeah. Sure. Doesn't smell like stale beer and piss anymore like the Metrodome did?
Yeah.
No,
I will say the tickets that we got, I just went with the cheapest ones. They were $50 a piece, and we are like 8 rows from the top of the top. It's like, I mean, it'll still be fun. There'll be a little smaller people down on the court, but and the worst part was with the first game we went to, we were lower level. So he's like, that was his first game, and now he's gonna expect us to be right there. So he might be slightly disappointed, like, when we're sitting
hell is
way
this,
up top.
Dad? Yeah. My nose is bleeding.
Yeah, or he might think it's fun. Look at how high up we are.
You gave him a taste of the good life.
No, yep, I know that was my first mistake. But I think the biggest thing, like nationally, the Timberwolves are getting noticed for. I mean, aside from their record, right, and just playing well. Is Anthony Edwards and his mm-hmm. skill level and the Jordan comparisons. And not obviously not like Michael Jordan in his prime, but like Michael Jordan starting out in the league. Yeah. And I think just kind of like the way he carries himself and some of the shots he's able to make and, you know, and all that stuff, I think is kind of like what's warranting that discussion. And right. Like anybody who's good gets compared to Jordan and then ultimately they're never him, or at least not to his level of success. But it's kind of fun to have somebody on the Timberwolves team even mentioned in the same
mm-hmm. yeah.
sentence as Michael Jordan.
Yeah, he's like the kind of consensus 6 to 8 range for MVP this year.
Yep,
he's up there, but I don't think he gets all the credibility he should get. But He's pretty darn good.
Yeah, he doesn't have the stats as, I mean, like Luka Doncic. I mean, what? How many games he has over 50 triple doubles like every single game? Same with Joker. You know, triple yeah. doubles all the time. So it's like he just doesn't have the stats. But if he was not on our team, our record would be much much worse.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
like. Just his level of effort offensively and defensively. And I think that's what's a little bit different with him is the fact that he does play a lot of defense. Mm-hmm. Like, he's hustling on both ends.
Yeah, that doesn't help your stat line.
No, exactly. Yeah, yeah, you're putting more energy on the defensive end where, like, Luka, I think he's known for really not playing a whole lot of defense. And so, yeah, you've got more energy to put up. I don't know, what did he have this earlier this season? Did he have 70? 73.
Oh my
Did
God. Really?
There was like Jesus a run. Murphy. There was like 1 week,
the start
or 2 weeks of the season where there was like 3 or 4 games that were like right around, or 3 or 4 players that had like right around 70 points. It was crazy.
Yep. But that's what's made this T-Wolves team even more entertaining this year is their defense is tremendous and the style they play defense. Like, if you know basketball and you know defensive rotations. And you watch them, their ability to switch and have the bigs play the little and the little play the bigs.
Oh, yeah.
Amazing.
Yep.
And you got Rudy out on the three guarding people and keeping them in front. Rudy is 1 or 2 for the defensive player of the year next to probably
Wembanyama. Wembanyama. Yama.
Wembanyami.
Yep.
And it's just, I was not the biggest Rudy fan last year. I thought the trade was kind of meh. He didn't really work. I mean, he was punching in slow-mo on the bench.
Yeah, that wasn't a good look.
But he's turned it around, and he's been fantastic.
Yeah, no, I'll agree with the defensive side. And the, I mean, people are, you know, they get back on defense. Doesn't matter who they're playing. They're swinging the ball around, and they're having a hard time finding an open guy because our guys are just flying all over the court, hands and face. Like, yeah, it's, I mean, that part reminds me of like college, just because I feel like there is a little more effort on the defensive end in college. And right, like, you don't have as many superstar athletes, so it's a little easier to defend. So, you know, probably just looks like it. But yeah, their ability to just get all over the court, and like you said, it doesn't matter who it is, they're all kind of just feeding off that energy, and that's pretty fun.
And I think part of it too, and this is something that we'll talk about with the Twins too, is the Timberwolves have looked at the roster and said, these guys are good, we want them, we have a legitimate shot at making a run, let's pay these guys.
Yep.
We locked up Naz Reid, we locked up Mike Conley
for a freaking getting them discount,
better contracts and time to surround our young guys with people who know what the hell they're doing. Like Mike Conley is, I mean, he's a guru. He's so nice and so a great influence. And it's cool to see that, whether it's Glenn Taylor, if he actually wants to do it, or it's A-Rod, or what the hell happened in there, but they're actually paying these guys money to keep them in town.
Yeah, no, for sure. I loved the Ant comment from earlier this year about, was it like New York, L.A., Vaint, Minnesota, like he wants to be, and that's what's so fun. Like he wants to be here. It's not like he's like too big for the Timberwolves. Like he wants to play here, and that reminds me a lot of KG. Like KG wanted nothing more than to bring a championship to Minnesota. Like he wanted to stay here. The only reason he ended up leaving was because he hated Glenn Taylor and was like, "All right, I'm done. I'm going." And then what was it the first year with the Celtics? Boom, championship.
Oh yeah.
So it's like, had they, and if they just gave him a little more help here, could have easily.
Yeah, he had some good talent surrounding him.
And oh, yeah, Paul Pierce and Ray Allen. Yeah, great team. But, like, Celtics were able to bring those players there. Yep. There was nothing saying that those players couldn't have, you know, come here. But, obviously, Boston's a huge market for sports.
For old-school T-Wolves fans, you'll know KG, he always had finger problems, and he always had finger braces on.
Oh, yeah.
And it was like that little kind of fabric joint protector. And I think on Wednesday he dropped his first 50 of his career, and he was wearing KG's finger joint protector. And on the bottom of it, he had 24 on it.
21.
Or KG. 21. Yeah. Yep. It was sick.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I definitely think there's, well, KG, I don't know if you've ever seen, does he have his own podcast, or he's him and Paul Pierce? I don't know if they share one or Pierce has one,
I think,
or whatever.
They share one.
Okay. But yeah, he's got, I just see clips here and there. He's got nothing but great things to say about, well, Wolves in general, but Ant and how he sees him being, you know, he said Ant and then Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, basically like the faces, the new faces of the NBA. So that's pretty exciting to see KG kind of gloat over that, gloat over him.
Ticket and the Truth, that's what it's called.
Oh, yep, yep. So we've got an agenda here with little things that we all added. I think, I don't know who put that.
Yeah.
Ant is currently tied for most technical fouls.
I just saw that last night. When he put up his 50, he got a tech foul, and they flashed something on the screen, and it was him and maybe Luca have 14, and the next is like 10 or something.
Probably just from bitching about calls. Yeah.
Yeah, that's exactly what it
that's
is.
My only complaint about Ant is every single time he goes to the rim, and whether he makes it or he doesn't, it doesn't matter if he makes it or misses, you know, layup, dunk, whatever it is, bitches about a foul. But, and he is getting hit a lot of the time, but it's just like,
I mean, Alex should talk about this one, because we were talking about it when we were watching the game. It's like, yeah, that's a foul, but it doesn't look like one because he's so fucking strong. He just goes right to the rim.
Yep.
You know?
Yep. Well, and he's good at avoiding most of the contact, you know, like sidestepping and going around people. And so I think that's part of it too. Like, he avoids the majority of it and is still getting, you know, enough to know that he can tell he's getting fouled, but that,
right.
Yeah, mm-hmm. for the ref, it doesn't look like it.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. Luca's leading with 16, and Ant is tied for second because there's another guy at first at 14.
Okay.
And that could have just changed recently, too.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah. Well, when he put up 50, do you know who was in the stadium?
Yeah.
Yeah. Cent, baby.
They kept flashing to him when he scored his 50th. They flashed a 50.
That's genius.
Like, that's awesome.
And so, the thing is like, what people need to realize is that these players, especially in the NBA, when they want to turn it on, they'll turn it on.
Oh, and it could be.
If they want to score 50, yeah. they'll go score 50.
Yep.
And I guarantee you, he saw 56 and said, I'm going to go get me some football.
Probably was influenced, but also that was such an ugly first half against a terrible Washington Wizards team yes. that like he almost kind of had yes. to do something because it was brutal.
Well, and Nas was out, right? Did he get...
He got ejected.
Ejected,
first,
yeah. I missed that.
Bogus call.
Hickey tacky.
Yep.
Mm.
Speaking of Nas Reed, are you guys WWE fans?
No, but I did hear about this, but I will let you tell
you heard
it.
About this? Has yep. Sam heard about this?
No, I haven't heard about this. Tell me about this.
WrestleMania was last weekend.
40, right? WrestleMania 40? Or is it more than that?
Yeah, that or 41, I forget.
Okay.
And last week or the week before, I forget, they had a Nas Reed night where the first 5,000 people in the stands or whatever, they got a Nas Reed beach towel. And at WrestleMania, some guy's in the crowd holding up the Nas Reed.
And, like, close enough to the ring, right? Like, it wasn't way up there. Like, yeah. Down below, yeah. So that was, like, yeah, that was a pretty sweet thing. A lot of people are going nuts. Like, oh, man, he's, like, he's a big damn deal now. Nas retail. Yeah, he's definitely, I would say, by far, I mean, he's the fan favorite in the fact that, like, he just does, like, all the right things, you know, like mm-hmm. the guy just plays his ass off, and him and Jaden McDaniels, mm-hmm. like they have no expressions on their face. Like they will do something awesome and it's just blank, like just nothing, no emotion, just like whatever, not a big deal. And it's funny because Ant is like the opposite. Yeah. He's making a three, he's smiling, you know, it's break after, you know, a timeout or something. He's pumping up the crowd.
Right.
And, this very different personality.
I would say Jaden McDaniels is on a whole different level. He's not just emotionless. It looks like he's mad.
Yeah,
he all looks pissed the time. Like he puts up a three, pissed.
Yeah, I know. It's awesome.
You know,
and I don't know if he's so focused or if that's just his personality. If he's I just kind of like a just a blank stare.
He doesn't seem like a fun person to hang out with.
Some people are just they're not high, they're not low.
Yeah, just cruise right down that middle. One thing, and this is kind of going to Nas, I can't believe the level of shooting from literally everybody on the court. It doesn't matter if they're 6'1 or 7'5. I mean, everybody can shoot the three ball. Not to say that everybody's like the best 3-point shooter, but there's very few people that won't even attempt the shot
Rudy
anymore.
Rudy will put it up.
Yeah, he definitely shouldn't.
He will.
He'll shot put a free throw. and Kyle Anderson will hesitantly shoot one if he's wide open. But, yeah, it is crazy how different that is. I mean, there used to be centers never would shoot. I mean, you wouldn't have to defend them beyond the free throw line. They just weren't going to shoot it. That wasn't something they worked on. They just worked on their, like, post moves, whatever. And now it's just completely different. Everybody shoots it. And, yeah, I mean, for good or bad, I don't know if it's the best part of the game.
How many threes do you think Rudy has attempted this year?
Rudy? Gobert?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think he's attempted any.
10.
Three.
Dang it!
He has 17 in his career, which is one.
Has he made any?
Yeah, 11 season career, he's attempted 17.
11 for 17, that's not bad. It's actually
3 points. 3-point made. I don't think he's made one.
Yeah, he hasn't. No, yeah.
I don't know what the 11 came from.
Yeah, no, he's terrible.
3 points. No, he has not made one.
Why does he even do it? It must have been like half court shots or buzzer beater shots, because why else is he shooting those?
His offensive rebounds, though, are ridiculous, where he just punches it out. I've never seen anybody do that.
Oh,
like, where you just consistently are able to punch it out like that. It's incredible.
Mike Conley, we got him in the trade with D'Angelo.
Yeah,
I thought he was a.
I'm pretty sure I looked it up beforehand.
Okay. I don't know. I can't remember everything, and I certainly don't remember this.
Yeah, Alex is fact checking my.
Because I thought we just signed him as a. Because he would have. Was it a three-way trade? Deal. Okay, that's what it was. All right.
So it was in the trade.
Yeah. Conley and Nikhil.
Oh yeah.
Jazz. Yep. Yeah. And then. Yep.
So that was a part of that deal. Yeah, because I saw something the other. So yeah, Nikhil Alexander Walker, who's having a hell of a season too. They basically like we got him as like a kind of like we'll give you this too, but it wasn't really necessarily part of the trade, you know, type of deal. It's like, okay, well, here's another player you can have because we don't need him. And it's like that dude is awesome coming off the bench. Definitely plays a ton of defense and. Like the last few games, just lighting it up from outside the arc. Super exciting to see him winning. The only negative that's occurring right now, and it'll be interesting to see how it all plays out, but the whole ownership debacle that's happening and just the worst effing timing for this. So if you're listening, if you have no idea, Glenn Taylor is the majority owner of the Wolves. Was it 3 or 4 years ago that he ended up agreeing to sell in like stages the Wolves to A-Rod and Mark Lowry, and everything seemed to be going just fine until one day it wasn't, and he basically said, I'm not selling the team anymore. They missed some payment deadline or missed some deadlines, and you know, I'm going to retain ownership. So as of right now, they still have like a 39 or 40% ownership, I think. And he still has the majority. And then there's some other, you know, some minority owners in there as well. But yeah, seems like every few days there's some new piece of it that comes out. Like what was today's, or was it yesterday?
Yesterday.
Yeah. About, oh shit! What like was it,
luxury
Alex?
Luxury tax or something?
No. Oh yeah, the luxury tax.
A-Rod and Mark Lohr submitted financial projections to decrease roster payroll. Basically, kind of just like stop pumping money into the team.
Yeah, where they
just screw it. And Glenn Taylor didn't like that, so now everyone's like, "Oh, Glenn Taylor's the hero."
Yeah, yeah, and that's the thing. It's. Here's this one piece that they were going to cut back on payroll. So then a lot of people are speculating that they were going to get rid of Cat. They weren't going to pay him, you know, his money. But shit, where was I going with this? Payroll. Oh, yeah. So there's the luxury tax was set at like, I don't know, 172, and their payroll is going to be 171 staying underneath that. So you can go over that. You just have to pay. So, like, you can pay your players more. You just pay a premium on that payroll then above and beyond that. So I suppose they were trying to watch it. But what is kind of confusing is that they were kind of the ones that were the driving force behind bringing Gobert here. And Tim Conley, the general manager. So, and they had to pay him plenty to come here. I mean, so it's like, well, they're going to... That doesn't make sense that they would do those things, and then all of a sudden now once they get them, then they're just going to let things fall apart. Like, I doubt it. I think they want to, I mean, yeah, it's financial for them too. They want to make money, but I think they also, I mean, they're winner. I mean, A-Rod's a winner. He's won World Series, that he wants to also keep winning. He doesn't want to just have the Timberwolves just to make a few million bucks on the side.
But maybe that's winning to him.
Yeah. Oh, maybe. Yeah.
You just having successful. This, yeah. You have ownership of this team, and winning is making money based on your investments.
Could be. Yep.
I don't know. Yeah. Whatever his prerogative is. The other side of it, and isn't like Las Vegas planning on like opening up a team over there? And like, there's a potential that we would be the team on the chopping block. And wasn't there rumors that A-Rod was thinking about bringing the team to Vegas or anything like that?
Yeah, I mean, I think I've heard that rumor. I don't know that anybody with like any credibility has reported it. Sure. You know, it's just kind of like, oh, Vegas is looking for a team. Oh, it could be the Timberwolves. But it's like anytime there's any expansion aside, well, even I'll even include the Vikings. Like, yeah, it seems shitty, like it's always like, oh, yeah, the Minnesota team's going to leave where it is, you know? And it's like, yeah, why? Just because it happened once with the North Stars, now it's just like, oh, it could happen with any of them.
It could.
I guess, I mean, it yeah, it definitely could. Yeah. But
they're talking about the Coyotes today getting moved.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, they play in a college stadium and only get like 6,000 fans.
Oh, that's sad.
Speaking of a college stadium, only like 6,000 fans. Oakland Athletics are playing next three years in Sacramento for a triple A stadium of like 1,000, like a capacity of 10,000 people.
Yeah.
There's no outfield seating.
Just nothing.
Yeah. They have no plan. They're just like, we're going to throw you in Sacramento for the next 3 to 4 years
until the stadium in Vegas gets built. Yeah.
Could you imagine if we would have became the, we almost lost our team when they kicked out the Expos.
Oh, yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was super close.
Yeah, we were like right on the block.
Yep.
Yeah, that's what happens when you have a shitty team. It gets antsy because why keep you if you're not going to put butts in the stands and have people watch you.
Well, and that's what all the professional sports want. They want as many fans as possible and they want as much revenue as possible. Yep. And so if your team's underperforming, they're going to look to move. Yeah, right. To a place
that's what happened to Oakland. Nobody was in the fucking stands.
Yeah, exactly. They can only blame themselves. I mean, yeah, they were putting out horseshit teams.
Right.
But still, like, if you're not going to go support them, they're not going to stick around. And I don't know if they were trying to get a stadium and they couldn't get it passed or if they just weren't even trying there. I don't know.
We didn't really talk about it.
That was a bummer to see with the Twins this offseason was the drop in the Twins payroll and just kind of letting people go. It's deflating after winning your first freaking series and
winning your first playoff game in what?
Yeah.
Was it 20 years? Was it 20 years? 19?
Oh, God. We were, what was it? We were 0-18 or something stupid. I forget what the number was.
I think it's 18 games going back to like 02.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. It was like 20 years where they hadn't even won a frigging game and then they win it and then they win the first series and then they lost the second series to the Astros. Was that what it was?
Yeah.
And we won a couple games in there against the Astros.
Yeah.
Yeah, we took the first.
Yeah, we took the first game there, I think, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
It was awesome. That was super exciting. Fun.
But and that's what we're saying. Like, think of how much, I have really not paid a ton of attention to sports, but like when they're playing well, you got to, because it's exciting.
It seems like an investment. It seems like if you throw another $2 million at a player to get him in, and like Sonny Gray, I'll use an example. It's like, get him in, win 5 more games this season because he's actually pitching instead of some slob, and then like more butts are going to be in the stands. And it's and then I would only assume it's like a return on investment at that point, no?
Well, that's what frustrates me about in – I feel like there should be some sort of like limit on this, but they never will do it, is televising games. It's so frustrating when you want to watch a big game. Oh, meeting ended.
Meeting ended. Hold on.
Is it because
it's probably an hour.
Time limit?
Yeah. Due to technical difficulties, tune in next week to hear the mediocre conclusion to our discussion about Minnesota sports teams.